talks about fear in today's gospel. He's specifically telling his disciples they have nothing to fear when they preach the word of God to people, when they spread the good news about it to others. He knows they will experience, as he has, hostility, rejection, suffering, persecution. But he assures them that God cares for them, and they have nothing to fear. Whoever stays faithful to Jesus, whoever stays in relationship with him, has nothing to fear. In the broader picture, Jesus is assuring his disciples, his followers, those who believe in him, and that's us today, that we Christians have nothing to fear in our lives, because he gives eternal life and joy and heaven to those who stay faithful to him, who keep a relationship with him. He says God has counted every hair on your head. If you don't have any hair, he gets a break. The point Jesus makes is that God loves each one of us in our tiniest details. He's infinite. He has plenty of time and space for every person on earth. If we human beings can build computers that can tell us where we've been, how we've been spending our time, and what we like, God can surely be the supercomputer who tracks everything. Most of our lives are peaceful, but the bottom falls out once in a while. There are ups and downs because our lives are fragile. We probably won't have to die for our faith like those first Christians did and our Christian brothers and sisters in the Mideast today, but our lives will experience some life-changing tragedies: a work accident, a car accident, a heart attack, a cancer diagnosis, losing a job, a divorce, suicide of a loved one, betrayal by a friend, falling into an addiction. These things can happen to anyone. That's when we need to remind ourselves of Jesus' point in that gospel today, that we're part of a bigger story, the story of salvation history. And we need to remind ourselves that the ending of that story is a happy one for us: everlasting life and joy with God. There will be some rocky moments before that ending. If we can remember during those tragedies that we're part of that bigger story, and of the happy ending, we can better deal with the down times in our lives. Whether we're rich or poor, there's nothing to fear. God's unconditional love is holding us in his hands. Look at Jesus. He didn't try to avoid or escape the torture and death that awaited him after he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. We don't have anything to fear. Outside threats can't destroy God's protection and care for us. In today's gospel, Jesus goes on to say that there is one thing to fear, and that is what comes from within us, the tempter, who can lead us astray from being a disciple of Jesus, who can destroy our soul and send us to hell. The tempter can be a demon, as Jesus infers here, but I think more often the tempter is our own fallen nature, our inclination to self-centeredness. When we give in to that, when we put our own interests first, if we believe that we're self-sufficient, if instead of enjoying family, friends, sports, health, and so on, and we make them number one in our lives, when God takes second or third or 50th place, in our lives. That's death healing. That kills the soul. Whether we realize it or not, it destroys our joy and balance in this life. It disorders our lives and threatens our eternal happiness. Today's gospel would urge us to examine ourselves and our interests. Do we make our choices out of fear? Do we live the gospel and put the good of others ahead of ours? Are we too attached to something or someone? Have our priorities relegated God to number two or worse on our totem pole? God is looking after us. There's nothing to fear except our selfishness. Whenever we leave this church, let us be like those early disciples, witnesses to the gospel, spreading the good news by what we say and especially by what we do. As St. Anthony of Padua once said, actions speak louder than words.